This week's film is Tomb Raider, a reboot of the 2001-2003 live-action video game films, which starred Angelina Jolie. For those unfamiliar with the game, it features the super-smart she-warrior archaeologist Lara Croft, who has skills comparable, and some may say stolen from, the likes of Indiana Jones, Jason Bourne, and Resident Evil's Alice. The reboot is directed by Norwegian Roar Utag and stars Elisa Vikander. After its opening weekend, Tomb Raider deeply divided critics who generally panned the film and fans who really praised Vikander and the film's relentless action. As your unqualified local film reviewer, I have to side with the fans. Now, yes, the script, which attempts to bring contemporary millennial updates to Lara Croft's origin story, is awful and made worse in the second half of the film by the less talented male supporting cast and primarily gun-toting Trinity guards who apparently shoot worse than the townsfolk in High Plains Drifter. But this is a video game movie, and said simply, Alicia Vikander owns this film. Yes, Vikander and the somewhat surprise Oscar winner for her supporting role in The Danish Girl wears tank tops throughout the nonstop action, just like her pre-Me Too predecessor. But these are not Brie Larson's Skull Island Kong objectified tank tops. Vikander is ripped for the role and delivers a steely-eyed performance that is best when it's up close and personal. The action, both unyielding and at times ruthlessly brutal, involves Lara's attempt to determine the fate of her long-lost missing father after a quest to uncover the source of a long-buried evil power. But the fun is occasionally upended by unnecessarily repetitive flashbacks and characters who inexplicably transition from drunk, not drunk, insane, not insane, bad, really bad. So, on my ski trail rating system, Tomb Raider earns an intermediate blue ski trail rating, with the equivalent of some pretty good turns in the trees alongside its otherwise formulaic fall line. A weak supporting cast of overacting guys and a pedestrian script are buoyed by the film's star. Alicia Vikander delivers a compelling and strong performance, best described somewhere in between Apocalypto's Rudy Youngblood and Edge of Tomorrow's Emily Blunt. In the end, which it clearly isn't, as the final scene clearly sets up the next film, I side with the fans and confess that I enjoyed Tomb Raider more than I'd like to admit. Hopefully, Warner Brothers entombs this group of screenwriters before the next installment and tracks the success of Batman, allowing Vikander to go deeper and darker. Tomb Raider is rated PG-13 for violence, action, language, and bloodied tank tops. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Park City Film Series.